Yeah, hearing that actually makes me smile quite a bit. You will have heard Lynn's Honeyman a little bit earlier on today with his gospel blues train, and coming up later on tonight, you'll be able to hear Dave Piper with a standout show. That's coming up later on tonight here on Gospel for Grampian. Right now, we've been thinking about what's on just now, what's on Gospel for Grampian, but what's on in the north of Scotland. And we've got what's on's from the ChristianDiary.com, but also what's on's like from Better Esso Church in Stonehaven, and also the City Church in Stonehaven. So we can come to Better Esso Church. It's betteresso.org, first of all. And they do give a good welcome indeed to the website, and there are various ways in which should you go along to Petto, so you can be part of that. Now, they have something, they're very artistic, Feta Esso. They have something called Paint and Pray, and we'll pick up on that. There's also the Haven and a Heart for Art. So pick up on all of these. And it just, I'm going to bang on about this, but this is something which is really important. It's really a part of what Gospel for Grampian is about, is a unity of response. And that's the working of churches and believers together. Because I'm noting Feta Esso does these great art things, but then you've got the likes of City Church, which does lots of other things. And there's churches throughout the UK, throughout the world, which do different things. How about if people work together, live, love and serve together? Unity of response. It's hashtag unity of response. I'll be mentioning that quite a bit, but it is very important. It's something that God has placed on my heart, and I cannot get away from that. And so let's go to Feta Esso Church. I'm trying to bring this in, highlight the work that they do there, and also highlight some of what City Church does as well. And who knows, it might help a few people and at least signpost the way. The Paint and Pray is a meeting opportunity for fellowship, creative art and prayer. If you're creative and enjoy being with others, then there's a meeting to share and pray and be creative. In recent years, Feta Esso have participated in the Aberdeen Neos North East Open Studios art event, produced calendars, cards, and provided all artistic help for some mission activity. This is an oasis in the hub tub of life as a caring and supportive fellowship with the fun together, support one another in varying artistic expressions, and also opportunity to try something new as we learn from one another. Now, that's a meeting every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I can well see why that would be really good. There's also the Haven. Now, this the Church of Scotland says it believes our communities of faith need to make room for everyone, for a further seeking to enable those with learning disabilities to meaningfully belong to their church community. Within our congregation, we are aware that there is always more that we can do in our worship to enable all generations and activities to express their faith. So the Haven was established for anyone in the town, that being Stonehaven, with a learning disability and their carers to come along to. It's a monthly meeting for adults with learning disabilities and carers, and a time together to be filled with sharing, fellowship and plenty of fun together. Meeting on the last Saturday of each month, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And coming on to also Heart for Art. What's all this about? It's really showing the tremendous amount of creativity that goes on in Feta Esso, and I'm pretty sure other churches too. Heart for Art is a specially designed early intervention to promote creativity, self-worth and achievement from the early stages of the project. to the benefits of lifelong learning, acting with purpose and concentration, or creative tasks has been visible. The project offers the opportunity for people with dementia and their carers throughout Scotland to build supportive relationships and access support and advice from Crossreach staff. The National Dementia Strategy for Scotland predicts a huge increase in the number of people with dementia over the next two decades. Crossreach have a history of innovation in dementia care, opening the first service exclusively for people with dementia within a homely environment. The Haven for Art Projects continues this trend, focusing on citizenship and opening up another avenue in promoting the abilities and potential of people with dementia. Now, you can contact the church office at Fethare so for details of whether this group is able to help or not. Now, to contact Fethare Urso, it's Stonehaven Fethare Urso Church in Bath Street in Stonehaven, Aberdeen AB39 2DH, and their telephone number is 01569 767 689, and that's at Fethare Urso Church in Stonehaven. Now let's have a look at what City Church in Stonehaven is also doing. They run a wide variety of services, and they do have quite a global outreach and impact as well. So, family and community life, there is an arts ministry. There is a table for six in which they, it's like smaller groups, so it's not just within a huge group in a church, but this is so that people can actually get to know each other, and they place people together so they can meet up for lunch or whatever it is during the week, or go to someone's house. They do run prayer, and they also run something called Who Let the Dads Out, which is also available at other places as well in Aberdeen. By way of social transformation, they help to build communities and lifestyles. They help those who are hungry. They work with prisoners and ex-offenders. They provide budgeting help, counter-trafficking, child adoption and fostering, and working with Christians against poverty. Their global impact impacts people in Albania, Cambodia, Kampala, Kenya, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, and in Scotland. And it would be so nice if the likes of City Church, some of the other evangelical churches, and also the Church of Scotland churches and the Episcopal churches would work even more closely together, share the resources, and share skills, unity of response, to ensure that the love of Christ is fully demonstrated and fully realized by the communities that were there to serve. And so to be able to provide an intelligent and joined up solution for people who really need it, enabling, engaging, equipping people to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. This is what we're trying to promote at Gospel for Grampian. Now let's have a little look at what the Christian Diary, christiandiary.com, has to say. I need to just make sure that you, having spoken about City Church, it's citychurchaberdeen.org, and they have various outreaches in different places, including in Stonehaven. Right, City Church also feature in the christiandiary.com. So, tomorrow evening, Clive Parnell is in concert at Dyce Parish Church, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's really an evening of fun and music at Dyce Church Hall on the Saturday, 19th of August. There's also a special guest band with the Clive Parnell coming along with their friends from Mission Aviation Fellowship, not only to entertain, but importantly to raise awareness of the work of Mission Aviation. They'll be selling 60 tickets for this intimate event, which promises to be a great evening. Contact Cheryl on 01224 771295 at the church office, or email her at diceparishchurch@outlook.com. Tickets are also from Manson or Gregor on Sunday at the church. But when they're gone, they're gone. It says, so get in quick. So that's really good. Now, if you want to know more also about the work of Math and how it started, it actually started up just with one very small plane, lots of challenges on the way, and the person who set it up was called Stuart King. He's written a book called Hope Has Wings, and that book has been abridged and read by Simon Williamson in a book, a CD collection called Hope Has Wings, and this is something that we are broadcasting regularly here on Gospel for Grampian. I think we're on about chapter 17 or 18 right now, and you can hear that on Sunday at 10 a.m. or on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the evening. So you can hear about the work of MAF, which is a great organization. It takes food and medical supplies, personnel, and also even communications and all sorts of other things, and also provides a bridge between really outlying areas of land in Africa or Pakistan or wherever, and helps and provides that necessary bridge and that necessary hope with the outside world. Really, really good. Now, let's continue on with some great events, and that from ChristianDiary.com. Now, at the Aberdeen Deeside Christian Fellowship, is running the Ark, and this is a community baby and toddler and parent group meeting in the church every Tuesday morning during school term time, and that's coming up next week again. Most of the morning is spent in play, free play, with a great range of all sorts of different things. Now, Deeside Christian Fellowship is at Binghill Drive, Mill Timber in Aberdeen, AB13OJE. The cost is £2. Next time is August the 22nd, 9:45 a.m. to 11:30. So it's actually this week. 60 children coming along for all sorts of fun and activities along with their parents. ACF, mainly music. ACF is at Union Grove, and August 24th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. On the 25th, summer coffee mornings at the Kirk of St. Nicholas, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every Friday during the summer, serving teas, coffees and light refreshments in the drum. Well, everyone welcome to come. Now, we did pick up and mention Who Let the Dads Out, and there's a Deeside Christian Fellowship, in this case on the 26th of August, which is next Saturday, and it's groups provide an effective way for dads, father figures, to engage with their children, are set up to ensure that there's an accountability to a Christian church organization, while allowing both dads and kids to let their hair down. Now, the contact person for this is Dougie Simpson, 07515 287374. And this will be, let's just give you a bit more information. Now, if you're wondering what values they have besides letting hair down, they're founded on a Christian principle of wanting to demonstrate God's love to communities, targeted to dads, father figures and their children, open to all dads, father figures and children, and it's just a way of partaking in crafts, music, story times, Never know, you might even get a bacon butty as well. Costs £2 per child, an additional £1 for siblings. Last Saturday of the month at Binghill Drive in Aberdeen. Okay, well, that's mostly it. So why not find out? I mentioned a little bit earlier, MAF. MAF UK, Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Are you on an adventure with Jesus? No? Would you like to be? MAF are looking for people who have a passion for people. People who have a love for God. MAF are looking to take people on an adventure with Jesus right here in Scotland. We have got so many volunteering opportunities. Would you like your own ministry? Speaking about MAF? Telling others about MAF? Encouraging others to consider serving with MAF? Either here at home or overseas, get in touch. Tell people that you are on an adventure with Jesus serving with MAF. Get in touch today. andy.martin@maf-uk.org. Or have a look at our website, all the W's, maf-uk.org. Get in touch today and come on an adventure with Jesus.